Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR Senior News Analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Karen Hostler of the WYPR reporting staff. Karen, we're still looking at the results of the recent party primaries and trying to look at, forward to see what sort of race we're going to have, particularly in the governor's contest. Karen, tell us your thoughts about it, if you would.
Well, I think we can look ahead to really a challenging contest. I mean, despite the fact that Maryland has a 2-to-1 Democratic majority, the history in our state is no lieutenant governor over 40 years has succeeded a governor. People get to a point where after 4, especially 8 years, they just want a change. And this is actually true in the national level, too. Only 2 vice presidents have actually succeeded a president who didn't die in office first. So it's kind of human nature. But also, I think that Larry Hogan, the Republican nominee, is... He's taken a smart tactic, which is to try to avoid the social issues like the recent Supreme Court decision on contraception, health insurance coverage. He wants to stay out of those things and just focus on economic issues, jobs, taxes. For example, he had a press release this week noting that the gas tax went up thanks to O'Malley Brown on July 1st. So I think that he is positioned to run a pretty sharp campaign.
The tax went up by half a cent, I think, but it'll go up more down the road. I think that Mr. Hogan will be a formidable candidate, actually. I mean, he has hardly anything to lose. He doesn't have a lot of personal political background, but I think he's going to be aggressive, and I think he's really going to challenge Brown.
Well, he's got 2 things. One, of course, is his dad. That Larry Hogan Sr. Was a very popular Republican congressman. He was a county executive of Prince George's County. This, of course, at a time when voters were more inclined to support Republicans than they have been recently. But that name still means something. And also, Larry Jr. started this Change Maryland sort of Facebook group, if you will, this populist group. But he's got something like 100,000 people who are paying attention to what he says on his social media. And this is a phenomenon we've not had to deal with in Maryland before.
Well, I think you're absolutely right about that. But again, I think Anthony Brown, his win in the Democratic primary was almost a fait accompli. I mean, he started out with a 20-point lead, and that's what it was at the very end. It almost didn't matter what they talked about.
Well, no, it was. I was surprised anyway at how weak a candidate Attorney General Doug Gansler was. You know, actually, I have to tell you one thing I think is really funny, and it tells you something about the race. Anthony Brown had a tracker who was following around Doug Gansler to sort of, you know, just be there and sort of annoy him. And 10 days before the primary, Brown decides that Gansler's out, and he sends the tracker to follow around Larry Hogan, who's now saying, you know, he's got polls that are showing that he's somewhere within less than 10 percentage points behind Brown. So, and I guess Brown is... got his guy out there following him, so he must be a little nervous about something.
Well, we don't know what any of these polls that candidates take mean, but as we go along, we'll see measures, and we'll know whether you and I are right in saying that there may be a real race here. But it's something we'll follow. Thank you, Karen.
Oh, you're welcome.
For Karen Hostler, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.